Welcome to the You Podcast. I am your host, Andy Payton. Earlier this month, Insurica's president and CEO, Mike Ross, proclaimed that May 2023 would be David Salden Month in recognition of Dave's upcoming retirement as Vice President of Sales Development. So I thought it would be fun to put Dave in the podcast hot seat, so to speak, and have him reflect on what has certainly been a remarkable 13 years or so. There's a silver lining in all of this too, folks, for we don't have to say goodbye to Dave completely. He's got some more juice left in him. We're gonna have him do some other things for us. He'll tell us about that. So looking forward to having you here. Dave, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Appreciate that, Andy. Thank you.
You bet. Well, it's a bit surreal, you know. It's one of those things where we're all busy toiling together, you know, for the benefit of Insurica, getting our eyes fixed on that 225x25, and off we go. And you know, time flies when you're having fun, right?
It sure does.
And then suddenly, it's retirement age. Eesh. And I guess you decided that you were going to take advantage of age and experience and move to the next chapter, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any initial thoughts just about what it's like to be staring, quote-unquote, retirement in the face? Now, we're going to talk about it in a little bit. I mean, it's not a complete and total retirement.
No, it's not.
But you're going to evolve into a new role. And so what's it like just kind of realizing that at the end of the month, May 31, 2023, you have a new thing ahead of you?
Yeah, well, it's different. I will say that. You know, we never really think we're ever going to get to this point in our lives.
Right.
You don't. And it comes up on us really quickly.
Right.
As I started thinking about this a couple of years back, there was a lot to look forward to, a lot of things that I want to accomplish in my personal life.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big reason why I'm making a move at this time. However, you know, change sometimes can be a bit difficult, it comes with a little bit of apprehension, a lot of excitement. I mean, I'm looking forward to my next chapter in life, but to completely disengage from work, that's not me.
Yeah, well,
couldn't be me.
The whole experience is multifaceted. It's work, but it's life, it's friendships, it's working relationships, it's
all that.
It's all of that. So we're going to have a chance to get into some detail, but I just thought we'd start by just saying, okay, isn't it just right at 13 years almost that you've been here?
Almost. It's actually 12 and a half. It'll be 13 years in November. So
right.
I came over in November of 2010.
Lucky 13, as they say. But and for me, the time has flown by. I think it probably has for you too. But such tremendous impact and change and legacy that you've left here and that we'll continue to enjoy for years to come. But if it's possible, can you look back on these 13 years and just say, you know, what is it that you've enjoyed the very most of your job and your impact here at Insurica?
I think probably the most enjoyable thing for me has been the opportunity to be able to make an impact in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And also to make an impact on the company, on the organization. I mean, that was a huge reason and motivation for me to come out here from New Jersey or Pennsylvania. I worked in Jersey, lived in Pennsylvania, but I was right on the border, so
right.
It's one and the same. I think what really stirred a passion in me is having the opportunity to work with other people to, be able to help them be successful in what I think is probably the greatest career that's out there right now, and that's really insurance. To be able to be a part of someone's success, to help them, and being able to watch them grow and the impact it makes on them, but on their families and on everything else that they do, is very intrinsically satisfying to me.
Well, I don't know that everybody that's listening to this podcast today had the opportunity to understand really what special thing happened spontaneously at our recent sales exchange that we had in Dallas with all of our producers. Certainly, we wanted to, I think Mike wanted to take an opportunity to acknowledge to the crowd that this was probably your last sales exchange, at least in that capacity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a well-deserved sort of round of applause, you know, and acknowledgement like that, that would have been expected. But what was unexpected and what was so touching and wonderful is that, I don't know, I think 50 of the producers, you know, a third of the audience, a quarter of the audience that was there that night had been through the Rising Stars program and had spent just significant one-on-one time with you in a mentoring, coaching, leadership type scenario. And spontaneously, they just all came up on stage, just formed a line, started, you know, attacking you with hugs and appreciation and high fives and congratulations. What do you think about that?
Well, it completely caught me off guard, and I was extremely touched by the moment. It just seemed all so surreal to me at the time. And it will forever be a day and a moment in time that I'll relish and remember. But it was also on the evening that I had said to Mike earlier on in the day when we first came down the sales conference, says, you know, I'm just kind of feeling a little different. And and what I meant by different was I didn't know if it was allergies or something. Yeah. So
we joke because when you came to Oklahoma, yeah, that's when you started getting sick. Thanks to Oklahoma allergies.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Talk to John Hester about that because Hester, every time I felt like I'm coming down with a cold, and it was always seemed to be in March or April or early May.
Right. It's allergies.
Yeah, that's what John would say. And
it's allergies.
Well, it took me 10 years of living here in Oklahoma before I finally threw the towel and on that notion. So, but I was at the end of the day. I went up to my room and I wasn't feeling well. And then I'm thinking, oh boy, I just hugged and talked in the face of 50 some different people. And I just hope I didn't infect all of Insurica.
Well, the good news is I think everybody survived that pretty well, except for maybe you. I mean, you still had to recover from whatever it was that you had, but, it was a special moment.
Yes,
I'll just tell our listeners, I got a really nice picture of it, and you'll keep your eyes on Insurica One. In the next several days, I'll have that picture out there for you to see. But there was Dave and, you know, 50 of our rising stars that have, you know, gone on to greatness, really. I mean, we have rising stars that are in the Partner Club, Tier 1 producers, Tier 2, of course. We've got rising stars that are in significant leadership roles. They're in branch leadership positions. It's just been remarkable to see people enter our company, most of which were just entering the business in the first time, and then rise there. That's just another element of the legacy, I think, that you've helped create. So, well done.
Thank you.
You know, one of my favorite stories, and I want to get you on record because it's really great, especially for, you know, most Insuricans, right? We sort of are from and exist in the southern parts of the United States. You know, we're in the lower half of the continental 48, so to speak. And years ago, 13 years ago, let's say, our leadership, Mike and John and Ed and our board, decided that as great as things were going with Insurica at that point, it would be important that one of the next iterations, one of the next leveling up, so to speak, we say for Insurica, was to hire our very first ever director of sales, or sales development, as we called it, to really help develop a sales culture here. And so we went on a nationwide search, and long story short, we found the one and only David Salden. So color us all surprised when some Yankee was going to come to Oklahoma City to lead the effort. But just walk us through sort of that story. How did you find out about Insurica? How did Insurica find out about you? And then how did that process go to make the decision to move to Oklahoma City?
Well, I certainly believe in fate and destiny. And it did start with a consulting friend that I was working with. Mm-hmm. A guy by the name of Tom Redman. Tom was consultant that was actually working or had been working with Insurica as well too. And we got to talking one afternoon, and he mentioned, he says, well, you know, because I want to run something by you. I don't just see what you think. I'm working with this firm out in Oklahoma, and they have this opportunity that's opened up, and I think you'd be really great for it. And I said, Oklahoma?
Where's Oklahoma?
Where's Oklahoma?
Right.
And, at someplace near Texas, isn't it? And
right.
He says, yeah. And then, you know, he sent me on over the job description and all that, and I read through it, and he said, wow, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity. And he says, well, I'd like to really refer your name up there if you're comfortable with that. And I said, well, Tom, why don't you just hold off? Let me just run this by my wife.
Right.
So that evening came, and I said, hey, honey, I was talking to Tom Redmond today, and Tom, Tom let me know of this great opportunity that he think I'd be great for. And she says, well, what's the opportunity? I said, well, it's a real growth oriented company, and they're looking for someone to really lead their producer development program and as a VP of sales development. And she says, well, that sounds great. She goes, so where is it? I said, well, it's in Oklahoma. And she goes, well, emphatically, well, you could forget about that.
Our reputation precedes us.
We're not moving to Oklahoma. And I said, well, honey, I said, these kind of opportunities do not surface all that often. And this would really, I think, would be a great, great step in my career. And she said, I said, look it. Let me just talk. Let me just kind of
just
feel
it
out.
Check it out.
Just check it out. Right.
Check it out. See what happens.
And so we did. And I had several conversations, over the phone with John Hester and Shelley Thornhill, who headed up.
She was our HR person at the time.
At the time,
did they come out and see you in? Was it Philly or did you come see us or was it
both? Yeah. I think Mike Ross and his wife Debbie came out to Philadelphia. I think they had something going on, but reached out to me and asked if Antoinette and I would like to have dinner. And that was a great opportunity for us to really get to know each other and for Antoinette to learn a lot about Mike and Debbie and Insurica and the opportunity.
How can you not love Mike and Debbie?
Well. And everybody else on the executive team,
I will say, too,
because they flew us out here as well to Oklahoma. I had an opportunity to have dinner with the executive team, and that included, I don't want to leave anybody's names out, but it was
our
the whole team at
the
time. And had dinner at Mickey Mantle's, and it was a beautiful 72-degree day and evening, and in, I don't know, I think it was September or August at the time. And, you know, Mike had mentioned that the weather's always like this. It's always beautiful out here in Oklahoma.
Right. It's that beautiful once a day anyway.
But we came out, had the opportunity, and really, really connected with the executive team. And really, as we went through and thought about it more and prayed on it, I made the decision to take the jump and move up from we lived in outside of Philadelphia, a town called Doylestown, and moved out to Oklahoma.
Well, that part of the story is remarkable, too. But I think what's even more remarkable is you had two school-age children, Antoinette's parents, and brother at the same time. So what was it like saying, family, it was one thing to convince Antoinette that this is a great opportunity, but you probably had a little work to do on the rest of your family.
I did. Well, my 6-year-old son at the time, David, was easy. He was up for any kind of adventure. My daughter, on the other hand, it was a tough move for her because we're asking her now to move in the middle of her junior year.
In high school.
High school.
Oh, that's going to be tough no matter where you're moving.
Exactly. And away from friends that she had been in school with since the second or third grade. So it was, it was a big move for her. And, so coming in here and starting the second semester of her junior year in a new school with new people and a whole new environment was a bit of a challenge for her. But, you know, looking back, I think she there's so many stories in between then now, but you know, let's put it this way. She did not come kicking and screaming. She didn't. She came open-minded and
I think it's important to note that, you know, the connection that was made between Insurica and David Saldon and the benefits that both parties have experienced, you know, we're all one big happy family mm-hmm. now, but, you know, great credit and kudos to your loving family who sort of embraced this opportunity and the dream and came out and I would say, just from my perspective mm-hmm. as your friend, did much more than just make the best of it. I mean, they just the Saldons are Oklahomans now. You know, you just everybody came in and just absolutely became part of the family in a greater way than I think probably anybody could have imagined. Like I said, I hope it's been, you know, a blessing for your entire family as well, in addition to you and your career and the impact that you
have. Oh, absolutely. Oh, it has on so many levels, Andy. You know, in addition to bringing my immediate family, my daughter and my son and my wife out here, I did move my in-laws out. And that was part of the condition of moving out here.
Right.
Was we'd have them with us. That was in the plans, even if we remained in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Was to move them because they were aging and that. That was a bit of a transition for them as well too. And you have to understand my wife being from Italy, being mm-hmm. Italian, you know, did everything for her parents. I mean, did the checkbooks, take them to the doctors, sure. did the grocery shopping. So we wanted to keep that alive, and plus the opportunity for the kids to live with their grandchildren.
Oh yeah,
I mean for the grandparents was one that was a blessing.
Well, I just love that story. Thank you for sharing mm-hmm. it. Very few folks that become part of Insurica have to uproot to the level that you all did. I think you guys may have the permanent trophy for most radical change on your way to Insurica.
Well, we certainly had a welcome the first year that we were here.
That's good. Well, I'd like to think that Oklahoma's greatest natural resource, in addition to the beautiful sunsets that you get in Oklahoma, I always say, yeah, we don't have beaches, so to speak. We don't have the mountains, so to speak. But you also get sunsets like that. But in addition to our sunsets, is just a natural friendliness. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma is one of those towns, one of those states I could go on and on. But, you know, people basically came to Oklahoma to seek a new life and a new future, and so it's always sort of had a welcoming vibe to it from the beginning.
It was the one thing that we felt right from the very beginning. But I'm going to comment on the sunsets.
Okay.
That we would park our car alongside, I forget which road it was. I think it was Boulevard, but it was across from a farmland, and watch the sunset. For probably the first 8 months or so that we lived in Oklahoma.
Oh, that makes
it was that
good.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yes. But the people and the friendliness, you know, Antoinette at first, she's like, are people really like this? Because her first experience was getting off the plane and meeting someone in a shop at the airport and then going to, where do we go? We're at the hamburger place, Sonic.
Yeah.
And people were just so friendly. They asked questions about how are you doing? And they didn't just stop there. They continued to ask questions and converse.
The big friendly, they call it.
Yes. So it was very welcoming.
That's good.
Change.
So, Dave, we've talked a lot about already the sort of the rising star and the legacy that particular part has meant to Insurica, but there's another, I think, important part of the Saldon legacy that I'd like to get your comments and your thoughts on, and it's the whole idea of RM4U, a process, our proprietary process that Insurica has sort of established. It is our intellectual property. It's how we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace, and I think what began is, you know, ideas in your head that found its way into an organized notebook. My goodness, it's really become a big thing here. We rolled it out at sales conference. Talk mm-hmm. us through the whys and the hows of the RM4U process, because I think it's important that everybody listening to this podcast understands that, you know, this is crafted.
Mm-hmm. I think the genesis of RM4U really came from, it did come from a prior agency in Rue Insurance. Mm-hmm. I also headed up the sales there as well, too. And as a means to differentiate ourselves from the rest of the brokerage community, who focuses just on products and product and price, we took a whole different approach. We didn't call it RM4U, but we called it a risk reduction approach. Mm-hmm. And it really focused on asking questions about what an insured was doing operationally, you know, in the area of safety, in the area of HR, in the area of business perpetuation, some specific questions with regard to workers' compensation and being able to help manage those costs and with the goal of building a plan that would enhance an insured's risk profile. So one, we're addressing the total cost of risk by lowering all the costs associated with different risk factors. But that also included driving down and hopefully getting a hold of one's insurance premiums. So that was the idea. It was born there. And really that idea came from our engagement with a company called Roger Sitkins. Mm-hmm. And Roger worked with, at the time, the Sitkins 100 Group. And we were also private clients of Roger's as well. We were primarily a BOR agency. Mm-hmm. 80% of the business that we wrote at Rue was through BOR.
And we broker of record. Chose us over their current broker, yeah. No matter what the insurance program may have looked like at the time. Yeah.
And then the focus was also on more larger accounts, more middle market accounts, where we can really bring value to the table.
Well, so, this approach definitely is a middle market kind of best in class business, larger business. Yeah. It speaks right directly to what they're most concerned with.
Yeah. So part of, when I came on board to Insurica, actually 4 months in, I'm going to tell a little of this story right here.
You're right, Andy. Good.
So I was hired in, I think it was the middle of November of 2010, and I recall Mike Ross and I taking a ride, and we're driving to Little Rock, I believe. Uh-huh. Yeah, Little Rock. And he says, I just want to bring you up to date with some things that are going on within our organization. And one is, we've had some talk with another firm for the possibility of making an acquisition. But it's moving along pretty well.
Yeah.
And I just want to prepare you that the size of Insurica may double.
That's
in the next
what times
months.
Two, right? And the rest is history because it did. We brought in our friends from Guarantee Insurance Services.
It did, and so the opportunity, and when you looked on paper, after that acquisition, we went from a $35-40 million revenue agency to close to a 70-75, so almost doubled in size.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you look on paper at the time, and you looked at where we were in the rankings, we're pretty high up there in terms of largest brokers. But we were a conglomerate, really an aggregate, really, of smaller branch offices. So where did the opportunity exist for us? And we, when you look throughout our enterprise, ton of resources, ton of expertise to leverage. And then the question became is, and I remember going being at the very, very, very first sales conference where our new Guarantee colleagues were part of. I put up a picture on the screen, which really was a fork in the forest.
Yeah,
and made the point that this is who we are today, but for many of us, we have a decision. We're in a fork in the road, and which direction do we want to go? Because on paper, we look like we can compete with the middle market companies. And I believe that we could and we should. And that really was the genesis here in Insurica of RM4U.
Yeah.
So getting together with Michael Whitson and Taylor Carraway at the time and really talking through that and developing a bunch of different questions and that. It was general in nature, but that was the beginning. It was to turn the conversation away from product price and making it more geared towards.
Well, and what's so great is that when you look at maybe the producers at Insurica, no matter where they began with Insurica, their process was a lot more like RM4U because they were risk managers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't just go quote insurance and
absolutely
the rest is history. And it really did serve to unify the entire organization around one central value proposition. And we've taken the bones of RM4U and the theories there. We've brought technology and innovation to it. And the producer force, which is now 200 or more individuals inside Insurica, seemingly have just grabbed onto that idea and are taking it out into the marketplace. Not only are they having success, which is what we want, but they're really impacting our clients' lives, their livelihoods. They're helping them become best-in-class businesses, which best-in-class businesses are always going to pay the lowest pricing for insurance. It just all goes together. It makes such compelling sense. And we just appreciate so much your leadership in that regard. It is one of the more enduring Saldan legacies that's out there. We can't wait to see where it goes.
Well, I can't wait to take a look back years from now and seeing how it evolved, because the road and the path right now that Insurica is on with RM4U, kudos to your department. Kudos to the dozens of producers.
Oh, everybody.
That volunteered
team effort,
to be
for
part
sure
of this process of developing this. I couldn't be more excited. I don't think Insurica, this is going to define us.
Yeah.
This is going to define Insurica as we move forward. But the whole idea of creating these industry-specific risk assessments and then aligning the organization around this is...
It really is. Boy, it's super exciting.
It is.
So speaking of the future, tell us what your next chapter at Insurica is going to be like. What are you going to focus on after May the 31st to stay engaged with us?
Well,
because we're glad you're going to stay around a little bit and help us with specific things.
Well, I'm going to continue doing what I really enjoy and I'm most passionate about, and that is being able to work with and coach our newer producers through validation and beyond.
Yeah. It's like we're ending as we began. It is your passion. It is clearly a gift that you have as a professional and as a person. Just as somebody that's received coaching from you, you know, early on in my producer career, it's very clear that all you want is what's best for an individual. And just the encouragement, the coaching, the light that you kind of help put on the path to help us see our way. You know, it's not one of those linear paths that just you start one place and you start your ascension. It's ups and downs. It's lefts and rights. And to celebrate with our producers, our rising stars, when they have a victory, and then to be encouraging when things don't quite go our way the way we had planned it, that's just been a real benefit. So on behalf of a grateful Insurica and grateful for your past, but also grateful for what's ahead for us, we just want to say thank you. Dave, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Oh, I think I've really said most of it, Andy. I think I just, it's been an absolute blast these last 13 years. I'm looking forward to the years to come, but I will say this. It doesn't feel like 13
no.
years. It feels like it was yesterday, just a couple years ago, that we made the move, that we came out here. And I think that's a testament to how much I've enjoyed and we've enjoyed our time here at Insurica and the many friends that we've met.
Yeah.
And that we'll continue to meet.
Well, we're glad all of this happened. We're just glad it happened.
Thank you, Andy.
And there you have it, folks. One of the best Insuricans to ever walk around inside the Insurica community. He's a leader, he's a mentor, he's a friend. Congratulations, Dave, on the job well done, and we look forward to whatever your next chapter holds with us. And I'd like to say thanks, friends, for listening out there. We're always glad to have you join us on the podcast, and we'll look forward to seeing you the next time we sit down with somebody in the podcast hot seat.